This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another Coffee Chat episode. If you're new here, typically on Mondays, we take time to catch up. I share with you what I'm learning right now, things that are going on behind the scenes, and what to expect on the podcast this week. Now, today is going to be a bit different. I have some updates for you. So I know I've alluded to some changes happening over here, but I wanted to make sure that they were official before I spoke up. And I think some of you may have a guess about this because I've started making some changes already that kind of point to this direction. And here it is. I have decided to close my online business. And I just want to say this is not a decision that I made lightly. It's something I've really considered for close to 3 years now. Every year, I give myself the best chance I have at not burning out. I give myself a sabbatical. I have desperately taken weeks off in the summers at times, and it's just not quite working. There are a lot of reasons, I mean, infinite reasons why this is the right choice for me. And reasons why it took me so long to really make this decision, because there's so much good in this as well. I do have an episode planned where I talk through several of the reasons why I've made this decision, but today I just want to focus on what that means for us moving forward. You know, am I going to be posting content? Where am I going to be posting content? And what does that mean? Like, what's going to happen? Is the podcast still going to exist? And all of that good stuff. So first, I will say I will be stepping fully away from Instagram and other social media really for the foreseeable future. I am sure that as I take time and space and don't rely on Instagram for my income, that there will be a day where being back on Instagram sounds fun. But I will be honest and tell you that for close to 3 years, that is the last place that I have wanted to be. I have a million reasons why, and I think it's probably come through a bit in the way I talk about my job and the way I talk about my time and the way I kind of manage my time. But yeah, that is the easiest. You've probably noticed that I'm not really there right now. I'm not doing stories. I'm not posting on the feed. That's because I've kind of known this was coming and I just wanted to relieve some of that pressure from myself. So as of right now, I do think I will be temporarily deactivating my accounts. I don't think that means I'll be gone forever. I just think that's what I need to.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do right now. Number two, YouTube will stay up. So any YouTube content that I've made, that's going to stay online. I will still use YouTube personally. And every once in a while, I may post a video. I don't intend to have a posting schedule. I don't have an intention to grow that account in any way, but I might make a video here and there just to, because I think it's fun and it's kind of a hobby for me, but I don't want to put the pressure on myself to post a certain amount every week or to really even grow it or try to make it into something. I just want it to be a place where I get to do something creative. Now, that being said, it will stay up. So if you haven't subscribed to YouTube and you're wanting content from me more, that is all there. I also will be there every once in a while, probably. So if you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel and you're going to miss having more content from me online, that would be a really good place to be. And third, so the podcast, the one we were really here for. My intention for now is to continue posting here at least twice a week until that no longer works. I don't know, you know, what my life is going to look like moving forward, but I do know that 5 days a week will not fit into that space. So the new schedule for now will be Tuesday and Thursday, and likely that's going to look like continuing our relationship series and answering questions that are sent into the podcast phone line with a personal check-in here and there. We're not going to do a coffee chat every Monday, but maybe we do a coffee chat once a month. So that is the plan. Now, I have loved podcasting 5 times a week. It is very fun for me. I love kind of feeling like we're in constant conversation, but it's just not sustainable as I, you know, don't rely on this for my livelihood, as it stays just a connecting point and a way to continue talking about the Enneagram. It will not be, you know, it can't be 5 days a week. I think that's just, you know, we all know that. Now, this week, you can expect to see the type 1 and 1 pairing tomorrow. And then Thursday, we're going to sit down and really talk about why I made what may seem like a crazy decision for my life. But as for now, thank you so much for being here, and I will see you tomorrow for the next one. Bye.